I'll be going covering Article 8 of the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy, and I will begin reading. There, Article 8. Yeah. We affirm that God, in his work of inspiration, utilized the distinctive personalities and literary style of the writers whom he has chosen and prepared. We deny that God is causing the writers to use the very words that he chose, overrode their personalities. So what it's saying here is that God's work of inspiration doesn't cancel out the humanity of the human writers. He uses it to accomplish his purpose. The writers of Scripture were chosen and prepared by God for this sacred service. And whatever the process of inspiration may have been, it does not include the canceling of the personality of the writers as they wrote. What is clearly in view is the denial of any kind of mechanical inspiration that would reduce them to automatons or robots. An analysis of Scripture makes it clear that the distinctive personalities and writing style vary from one human writer to the other. The style, for example, of Luke differs from that of Matthew. And the styles of Daniel in the Old Testament are different from the writings of James. So men of Hebrew origin tended to write in a Hebraic style, and those of Greek, the Greek culture background, tended to write in the Greek style. However, though divine inspiration, God made it possible for his truth to be communicated in an inspired way, making use of the backgrounds, the personalities, and literary styles of the various writers. The human writers were not machines, and ought not to be conceived as of being without personality. So what was overcome was their desire for man's desire to exaggerate, lie, or even for error.